And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's never easy for a public official to admit they made a mistake, but it's often a sign of maturity and courage. Such was the case last week in Orange County when State Superior Court Judge Alan Badur revisited and scrapped the lawsuit settlement he had previously approved between the University of North Carolina and the Sons of Confederate Veterans over the statue known as Silent Sam. Badur's action came in response to the overwhelming evidence presented by lawyers, students, faculty, and historians that the Sons of Confederate Veterans never really had a right to sue the university because its claims of ownership to the statue, something that had supposedly been transferred from a group called the United Daughters of the Confederacy, was bogus. Badur's decision places the ball squarely back in the court of the UNC Board of Governors, which had concocted the original faux settlement in secret. The board should respond by openly and publicly banishing the statue from campus for good. As Durham lawyer Hampton Dellinger observed last week after Badur's ruling, it's never too late to do the right thing. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.